If you wouldn't mind, talk a little bit about the win last night. Bismarck State coming in undefeated, and you guys are able to hand them their first loss.
Yeah, it was exciting. Our first home game on Labor Day, so didn't know what to expect for, you know, fan base or anything like that. But the bleachers were full, so we were excited about that. First and foremost, we love to have people in the stands, and so that's the first positive. But you know, we came out of the gates. We were a little bit slow to start, but then we really kind of just picked it up and ran with it. I think for the first time in a few matches, anyways, mm-hmm. we were offensively on the mark. We've been struggling a little bit offensively, and last night we did not struggle offensively, so that was good to see.
Is there a difference in practices or getting ready for a team like Bismarck, knowing they're coming in with a record of 9-0?
No, I look at those things, obviously. I see what they, you know, that they have those records, but I try not to think about it. I did that as a player. I try and do that as a coach. I try not to emphasize that with the players. Just go in and take care of business. We talk about adjusting to what they're doing to us, our opponents, right away, and making those adjustments as quickly as possible, and I think that we did a good job with that last night.
Now, you had a record of 3-7 going into last night's game, right?
Yes.
Yeah, and then, I mean, to get a big win like this, does that help with the momentum as you guys move on here?
Well, I'm hoping so. You know, we have been hitting it pretty hard here. I was looking back at the calendar, and I think we've only had about 2 days off since August 4th. So this week will really help us. I think we need to just kind of go back to the basics, get in the gym. We've got practice here Tuesday through Friday, and then we actually have the weekend off. So I think this is good timing for that, and we can get some work done in practice, not have to prepare for a match this week, and then give the players some much-needed rest.
Okay. So. Yeah, that's always much appreciated, I'm sure, by everyone. Let me ask you, too. I mean, after the win last night, was that a pretty exciting victory? Were the girls pretty excited about it?
Yeah, you know what? They were most excited because we finally hit well. Yeah. This weekend, we really struggled offensively, like I said, and just to have that confidence boost, I think it came at a good time. It was needed. We needed to, you know, hit the ball and not have people digging it.
Yeah. Well, Arissa Martins leads the team in kills last night. She's voted all NSAA at the beginning of the year. Talk about having veteran leadership, not just her, but with everybody on that team, especially with you guys being younger.
Yeah, Arissa's been doing a great job. She's been carrying a lot of that offensive load. She does a great job with it. She's got great communication with her teammates, and you know, she's on the floor for the most part, six rotations, and the team kind of feeds off her. She's just their go-to. They look to her. And she's, you know, like I said, she's been handling it pretty well. Mm-hmm. The other veteran that we have is setter Anna Neufeld. Who those two, I mean, they just work really well together. They've been in the program now for 4 years, yeah. And they're great to have on the floor together. They provide great leadership both on and off the court. So, and then also junior Allie Thoreau, she's starting to step up her game a little bit and figuring things out as a junior. So those three are kind of leading the charge that way.
You talked about having a little more depth last time I talked to you on this year's team. Has that started coming in handy a little bit more as you have these heavier parts of the schedule?
You know what? It really has. And mostly for the first time I can look down the bench and go, okay, I'm gonna switch things around and I'm going to feel confident that the person coming in is going to do just as good, if not better job than the person that's struggling that will be, you know, they will be replacing. So it's been nice to have options, and I think it's worked in our advantage because when we have had times when individual players have been struggling, we've been able to kind of troubleshoot that a lot better than in the past.
That's a good thing to have on your side. With James, I don't want to look too far ahead, but of course September 11th is the big Jamestown game. Everybody, I'm learning about that rivalry right now, Coach, and that's going to be pretty exciting for you guys to take a victory like this and then head into that one next week.
Yeah, we've got the positive is we've got plenty of time to prepare for Jamestown. They're big, they're physical, they're very aggressive at the net. So we just need to step up our game. Don't give them any easy points. We've been talking a lot about that this season, is no freebies for the other team. If they're going to get a point, we want them to earn it. And so the rivalry, you will see.
Yeah, like I said, I'm learning. I was in the I'm talking to the fans in the last game, and that's exciting. And I love those rivalries that go. I mean, I was talking to everyone, cross country, volleyball, basketball. It doesn't matter what it is. There is a stern rivalry between those you guys, Valley City and Jamestown. It's fun to see this.
Yes, there is.
I appreciate your time, Coach. Anything else you want to add?
The only thing I can think of is we'd love some support on the 11th against Jamestown. It's going to be an exciting match.
All right, Coach, we're looking forward to it. And I'll actually be there calling that one. So that's going to be exciting for me as well. I'll definitely be in touch with you more as we get closer to that.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Susan.